Shkoyach. Let's recap.
Oh, you weren't going to be here.
I leave early.
Oh, okay. Let's just recap. Let's figure out where we are and try to present some conclusions coming towards the end of the sugya. So the Gemara had a new Hagdara, Akasha and Rav Huna, and the Gemara says when it comes to this type of Pasav of a Kisnin, it's Tali on Kviya Suda, and then you're Mevarach HaMoitz Lech Min Haaretz, and you're Mevarach Birkas HaMos. The Rishayim want to analyze what is Kviya Suda. Last week we discussed what is Pasav of a Kisnin, and we presented a major debate amongst two major mahalchim and how to understand if Pasav of a Kisnin is a fundamental machloikis, which is the pastish in the Mechaber versus the Maimer Mordechai, and all of the kashas that we had, legabe making the wrong bracha or not making the wrong bracha, and the nafkaminas legabe having a dessert. But now, Rabbi, I want to focus more on Kviya Suda. What is Kviya Suda? So first, the Rishayim asks a fundamental question. Who decides Kviya Suda? Do you decide Kviya Suda? Or do we say, Batla Daita, it's a Kol Adam? And really, it should be something that's generalized and based on what normal people are Kviya Suda. So this is a Machlokes, the Rabbeinu Moshe and the Ravid. And the accepted opinion in Shulchan Aruch seems to be like the Rabbeinu Moshe, that we follow most of the Olam. Whatever's normal to be Kaveya Sudan. Not like the Ravid. But keep that in mind, that there was an opposing opinion. Now I'd like to clarify, Chevra, that even though our Shulchan Aruch paskins that you go Basar Rov of the Olam, if you look in the Bir Alocha, the Bir Alocha right there on that Shulchan Aruch writes, if you're a Zakin or a Choyle, then all would agree that we would follow you for the Kviya Suda, correct? Who das harosh a Choylek al arrived, like we just said, Shli didei afilu b'muat sagi, kevin du kovei al zeh bosa didei azlinan, so we don't pass like the Ravid, ayin sham barosh, umikom akom nira bar zok the Bir Alocha, dira maskal af bishu kevei. This is more than just Butla Daitse Yitzhak Kol Adam. This is a tiny kid. This is an old Zokin. Right? So we make a new... What's shot in this Bir Alocha? How do you understand this Bir Alocha? Once you say Butla Daitse Yitzhak Kol Adam, like the rush against the Ravid, so why is it that when it comes to a Nar, when it comes to a Zokin, we can make this differentiation, Chavra? Anyone have a pshat in this Bir Alocha?
I mean, we didn't say that. It's up to them. It's like it's...
Oh.
That's what we're saying.
So that's what I'm asking. If that's what you're saying, so then you have a little bit of a steer, no?
Is that what he's saying?
So that, I think that's not what he's saying. What is he saying?
Can you say, for those
beautiful, Jess. Like, beautiful. He's not saying that by them we go Basar Daita Diday and we don't say Batla Daita like we do by everyone else. He's making a new category. He's saying, for Naharim and Skenim, so that's normal. Right? So that the nature of those people is that they eat less. So Mamela, it's not Shaykh, the same Taina of Batla Daita, it's a Kol Adam. Kaven de chol, he says it beferish. Kaven de bechol bnei mina mistakpin bishir achila kazu. Then he says, look back at what I said in Kuf Pei Dala b'shem Aradvaz. Anyone remember what that is? We quoted this before. We quoted before when we talked about the shir of Visavata, when you have a zokin or a chayla, that it might be that it's, when it comes to those people, it might be that it's totally on them, and even though in general, you don't necessarily go based on your own category. Okay. So that's in terms of Kviya Suda. So we paskin Batla Daito, and we paskin that you should follow what's normal. Fine. So bottom line, halacha l'maisa, so what is Kviya Suda? So I introduced last week a very important Mishnah Brura, Rabbi Yisai, Mishnah Brura and Kuf Samaches, Sif Katan Chav Dalek. Mishnah Brura quotes a major machloikas apoiskim. Also, again, that's why this sugya is so complicated, Rabbi Yisai. Everything's a machloikas. It's a machloikas, what pasul of a kistanin is. It's a machloikas, what is the relevance of the fact that we have a suffix on what pasul of a kistanin is. It's a machloikas, what kviyasuda is, which is what? The shear, according to the Magen Avraham, is Dalet Beitzim, 4 eggs worth. It's a defined, specific amount based on the shear of Kedei Achilas Pras, a mathematical cheshbin, that now if you have this amount of possible kistin, you're in the category of Kviya Suda. Whereas, the Bir Agra disagrees. The Bir Agra holds that no, Kviya Suda is also not as defined. Kama achronim v'agra mecholam cholkin usvirle de'ein levar chamotzi berkzamadin ele kashir suda kavua shu erev v'voker. Whatever the normal amount to eat by morning, breakfast, or dinner. That's shir kavus kviya suda. So now Rabbi say things get a little complicated. Because there are many times that you might have pasul v'kistin and you might be in the window of what? Post four beitzim, but less than the shear of achilas erev avoker, the shear of achilas derech of regular suda. So, what does a person do halach lamais in those situations? That's a question that you guys have to really work on. Okay, what lamaisa should you come out of in these situations? Mishavur says be machmir, but now I'm asking you. Oh, so 100%. So what Aiden's saying is to be machmir, and therefore don't get yourself into that suffix. Very similar to which halacha, Rabbi Yisai? Drinking. And we don't want to put ourselves in this window that we're going to be involved in a machlekes. So either, Zucht Aiden, just to explain and clarify what he's saying. So he's saying to either have less than the Dalet Beitzim amount, or to have more than the Shir of Piyasuda, so you're not in the window of suffix. But what a person really needs to clarify is a lot of times, unfortunately, that person's not necessarily going to be able to do that. And he's going to find himself in the window. So what should he do? So that's question number one, that we have to come out to halacha lemaisa with the psak. But we have a lot more that we have to explain. Because Rabbi said, before we get to our bottom line halacha, Rabbi said, we have to stop ourselves right now. I raised the question, Rabbi said, that Rabbi Kiva Eger raised. And I raised it in the context of the Prima Gadim that I quoted last Thursday, a Mayridika Safik that the Prima Gadim has. When the Gemara tells us that if you're Koveya Suda, you're Chayev Hamoitzi, you're Chayev to Mivarach Birkas Hamos. Prima Gadim raises Shaila, is that a Dinda Araisa or is that a Dinda Rabbana? So he leaves it off at Tzarachiyin. He's Mesopok. So I tried to explain what that means. Chevra. What do we say on Thursday, Chevra? What do we say on Thursday? What is the nature of Kviya Suda? Is the Kviya Suda now what? Acknowledging that what? Really over here, there's not bread over here. But what? But when you're Koveya Suda, so then Memele looks like a meal thing, so therefore Chazal instituted that you should now, if the correct thing to do, Midrabbanan, is to make Birkas Hamazon. Is that the Pshat? Or is the Pshat that no, Pasul V'Kissin is really Pas? Pasul V'Kissin really is Pas, and therefore Memele, when you're Koveya Suda, you really what? Chayim and Atoyer to bench. But then one has to really analyze something, Chevra. Just very systematic questions. If possible, kistin is really pas, which is what Rabbi Kiva Eger already is mechadish to us in Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi said, to answer which kasha? To answer the Magen Avraham's kasha on the Rambam, of how is it when it comes to lechem oini, that you're calling this pas, you're calling this lechem, and when it comes to possible kistin, when you mix these other ingredients, you're telling me that what? That you can make a bar minimum zonos, you can make an alamichya. Magen Avraham asks against the Rambam, make up your mind. So Dr. Kiva Eger, what's the problem? What's the problem? It's pas. It's pas. It always was pas. So Rabbi Isai, if that's true, if Rabbi Eger is right, so now you have to ask yourself a major question, Rabbi Isai, which is an earth-shattering question that you all should have asked yourselves in all of these situations that you've made possible bakistans and ate impossible bakistans your whole life. What in the world is going on here? I don't understand. The Torah tells me that when it comes to pas, that what? V'chaltav savatav v'racht. If we're talking about a meal's worth, like the gro, or even according to the Magen Avraham, it's very shaykh that a person, what? Has a situation of visavata already by what? Way earlier than the shiurim of Kviya Suda. How does the Gemara have the chutzpah to say, hold off, don't make a mir kazam ozon, make a mir ala michya, what happened to my chiyav d'oraisa? Everyone hear of Kiva Eger's kasha? This is a bomb kasha that everyone has to ask. This is chevra. You cannot learn Gemara Rashi here without this Reb Kiva Eger. You maskim Isaac? It's like such a fundamental question here. What is with every time you're opening up a box of Edmund and Kochis? Where is your beer? Because I'm Muslim, man. If anyone just starts thinking, these are kashas that need answers. That's what being ma'ayin is. Like actually like saying, hold on, take a step back. Can we just try to make sense in what we're doing? That's what Ian is. It's not just like, I have to do this, I have to do that. I also see this, I have to do that. I want to make seder. I want to make seder in my life. I want things to make sense. I want things to fall into place. I want to understand you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to read your diary. I want to have a real relationship. I don't want to fake it. Where is the beer? Because I'm Muslim. Dr. Kiva Eger. You have to wait till Brach 7 days to get there. What's the problem? You said Me'en Shalosh. So Me'en Shalosh, Paters, your bigger son. I saw Dr. Kiva Eger and I said,
whoa!
Is he saying, Aiden, thank you, that Me'en Shalosh is the Araisa? So now I start thinking, not because I'm a London, not because I'm holding, but because I actually learned brachos like a mensch. So already back on Lamed Heyom and Aleph, Chevro, I saw a Rambam. And what did Rambam say, Chevro? What did Rambam say? If I have a suffix, just want to get you guys to remember this sugya, so I got this going crazy. If I have a suffix, who's going to do that in Shai Yashin? Huh? Hebra, if I have a suffix, if I have a suffix, do I have to say Al Mechir? Do I have to? No, seriously, answer. What? What does Rama say? Rama says Lakula. So everything Rabbi Kiva Eger just said is what?
No.
It's not true according to the Rama. So who else do I have, Chava? Whoa, I just heard something. Well? Who? 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 The Rashba. Oh, the Rashba. Yeah. Rashba is derisive, yeah? Rashba. Yeah? Is that true? That's what I thought originally, like Isaac. The problem with what Isaac's saying, Chayra. The Rashba happens to hold on Lamed A. That name Shalosh is derisive. And it's a smooth read, if you remember, back in your notes. For those of you that are taking a cumulative Bechina, back in your notes, the Rashba of Lamed Hay learned that what? The Pashas of the Gemara there is that Me'en Shalosh is Araisa, right? What does the Gemara Mem Dalet say?
It's the one, the three
At the Moshe Tikkun
Brachos. Eretz Hifsika Inyan Chevra? What is Eretz Hifsika Inyan? The Gemara says that Rav Gamliel says that anytime you have Zayin Minim, you have to bench. Gemara says Chacham disagree, right? So the Rambam reads that Gemara as saying what? That what? And that the Memela made in Sholosh is what? Is only Darabonim, right? Comes along the Rashba there and the Ritva and says what? Eretz Hifsika Inyan is not a Raya that's Darabonim.
It just bumps it down to one
book. It just makes a new track of two different types of brachas. And one is three brachas d'oraisa, and one is a new track called Mein Shalosh. But even according to the Rashba, Rav Leisai, you say what? That Mein Shalosh would not necessarily potter your Chiyuv Birkas Hamazon and d'oraisa. Rav Leisai, Rav Kiva Eiger is saying a chiddush, and it's not just enough to just say what you said, that it's true. He holds against the Rambam that main shalosh must be the raisa l'chayra. Again, main shalosh works on a level of the raisa. That's what you see from Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Again, I don't see from this Rabbi Kiva Eiger that a chiyuv of main shalosh by what? A chiyuv of main shalosh by what? I'm not going to read. Just look at the first one. Main shalosh is what? Main shalosh is what? You don't see from Rav Kiva Eiger that main shalosh is the raisa. Do you understand what I'm saying, Isaac? Does everyone understand that? All you see from Rav Kiva Eiger is that what? Main shalosh what? Potters the raisa. Excellent.
How can that work if it's not the raisa?
Oh. Because it could be that when I have Zayin Minim, the Torah was never machayev. But now I want to know, was I yotze, my chiyuv of Birkas Hamazon was saying a summation of the three brachos? Do I need three distinct brachos de raisa? I don't know. That's an open question. What is the requirement for v'chalos about the
v'ra?
You've
been holding my shalosh brachos the
whole time? No. Meaning, there's two separate questions. One is, Zayin Min, the bracha main shalosh, are those chiyuv de raisa? That's machlokes the Rashba and the Rambam. And then there's a separate question, technically, b'di'evid, if I don't make a distinct bracha, and I just mention them, will that take care of my chiyuv or not? That's a separate question.
But it's still, the main challenge is being yotze, you chiyuv.
100%. 100%. 100%. But that doesn't necessarily mean that when I make a main challenge, am I mechuyuv midoraisa? You understand? Mm. That's what I'm saying. Chaver, was there anywhere that we discussed this? Whether or not I need three brachos d'oraisa for Birkas Hamazon? Anyone remember anything that might have discussed this, that might have been relevant? Huh? What's the deal? What's again? Where was this Beferish Rabosai? Where? That Rashba, where else? Anyone remember a Tosis by Birkas Poyolin? And Rabbi Kiva Eiger there? This might be Rabbi Kiva Eiger Lishitasa. Rabbi Kiva Eiger is holding that the brachos, the three brachos, are not the Araisa. I'm just saying. I just want to point out that the first eitza that Rabbi Kiva Eiger is making over here, everybody said, forget everything that I'm pointing out that comes back to a lot of the different sugyas that we did at the beginning of the year. This first eitza that Rabbi Kiva Eiger is making, that Me'ein Shalosh is what's taking care of the Chiyuv d'oraisa, is questionable amongst many, many opinions. Everyone with me? Everyone chaf? Yeah? So if you hold this as pas, and I went through a matzah of a salvata, and now suddenly I'm just saying, hey, it's okay, wait till Kriya Suda, until you make your Birkas Hamazon, so you have a serious question why that is. Right? Yeah? So is there any other itzah? So says Rabbi Eiger, perhaps you can say, like I said, to the Mana Rams Kashal. Perhaps we got everything wrong in terms of what we've been assuming the entire year about what is the requirement for Hamotzi and what is the requirement for Birkas Hamazon. What is that, Rabbi Yisai? It's not flour and water that looks like pas. But rather what? It's pas shebnei adam koyvim lo yisasu. The same pas for Birkas Hamazon and Hamotzi is not just enough to be a certain ingredient. It's not just to look a certain way. But it has to be that it's used in a Kriya Suda type way. And Mela, oh, so now I could say that, oh, this was passed the whole time. And yet, even Kriya Suda now could create a Chiyuv D'Oraisa that didn't exist necessarily just because I had a matzav of Visavata. Why? Because it's a snack food.
But then each individual
because it's not enough to mechayev Birkas HaMazon.
In each case, it's not focused Matzias.
What?
Each case.
That's regardless. That's the machlokes from last week. You're right. It's a suffix.
Even if you're less than Sovaya, if you're Koveyas.
What? No, when you're Koveyas Suda, that plugs in the D'Oraisa. That's what he's saying. That's what you have to say, Chavar. That it's not just any pas is chayev. Oh. We're reorienting ourselves on what the Shem Lechem is for Birkas HaMazon and for Birkas HaMazon. Did anyone remember another time where we also did this? This is worth like 5,000 points if anyone gets this. Where we reoriented the Shem Pas. So, I remember the Pnei Yeshua with the Shita of the Urim.
Oh, yeah.
So the Pnei Yeshua had to say that what, even though Lagabe other halachas, it might not necessarily be pas, but for Birkas HaMotzi, they have to have a different shlav, a different shem pas, in order to be, it's not just everything that's automatically bread, that's automatically going to be HaMotzi and Birkas HaMotzi. It's a very similar idea to what the Rebbe Akiva Eiger is saying in the second day over here, in order to understand Pasuvikis. So everybody say, that just puts, before you can get to the halacha l'maisa, you need to understand what's happening to Birkas HaMazon in general and to HaMotzi in general in terms of just getting to the basics and asking yourself, where are my d'oraisas? Where are my chiyuvim over here? Where's all my preconceived notions that I thought that I was involved with that l'chayra should have been a problem? So that's what I say just in terms of the background and some of the old sugyas that it's relevant for. Yeah. You had a question, Blue?
Okay, but does it matter?
You had a question before I was mazik?
Does it matter that, didn't we say that if you bench on something you're chiyuv for a
Mars has a makas, you're potter for Rebbe does that. Yeah, right. So, yeah, what?
For Rachman Shalosh, that it doesn't work.
Does it? Say it again.
Didn't we say that if you bench on, let's say, something you're only supposed to have if it doesn't work.
Right. Shulchan Aruch says that. Yeah.
Now we're saying it would work the other way.
Yeah. That I think the Shulchan Aruch doesn't speak directly about. Yeah. 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 And even.
I'm saying, but like.
But even Rabbi Kiva Eiger, no, again. Blue's asking Akasha. The Rabbi Kiva Eiger that's saying that Alamichia in the first day, that Alamichia would work for Birkas HaMazon, right? He's not necessarily telling you Halacha L'maisa. Right? We brought up the Shaila months ago, almost a year ago. The guy that French toast, and then he said the Alamechia instead of the Birkas HaMazon, Alamaisa, what do you do? It's a major machlokes. But I can't pin my hat on Rabbi Kiva Eiger. All I can pin my hat on Rabbi Kiva Eiger is telling me where my Chiyuv D'Oraisa is. It could be Rabbi Kiva Eiger would say, yeah, but if you're not Pasuk Vekis, then you're Midrabbanan, Mechuyuv the bench, so I still have to bench. Do you understand the difference? Rabbi Kiva Eiger is just asking fundamentally, how do I approach Pasuk V'Kisne? What happened to Birkas HaMazon over here? There's a Chiyuv, a Savata, D'Oraisa. So Zok Rabbi Kiva Eiger, no, there isn't. Maybe you took care of it. Maybe you took care of it. And therefore, Mamela, like the Prima Gavin says on one side, maybe it's only the Rabbanon, the Kviya Suda. Because Mi D'Oraisa, the Alam Mechia would be enough. Rabbi Isai, oh. So here we get back to our original story. The Pitmaster. So we're going into this situation, and we're in the middle of the fourth course. And we already had a lot of meat, and some of it had some pasta inside, and some of it like mamish, we're doing well, okay? And then I see this roll with this big sandwich with some big hot meat inside. I don't even remember what type of meat it was, you have to find out. And the guy tells me, don't worry, easy pass. Possibly kiss me. So I start thinking to myself, possibly kiss me? Really? I'm like filling up over here. So number one, just push up shot. What?
Yeah, you were full before.
What? I might even have Kriya Suda over here, right? What? I might have Dalit Batesim. So
way.
Now we have to ask ourselves a further kash. So Fred Oren, what? You never had any bread-like foods. You never had any Kriya Suda. This is the first bread-like food that you've had. So Oren thinks, as Pashit, that Kriya Suda is only from the Pasa of Berl Bukistin itself.
No,
so Zok the Magen Avram, no, it's not true. That this din of Kviya Suda, again, depending on how you define it, but let's take the Magen Avram's shir, which is Dalit Beitz, which Rura already tells me, Aiden, as Aiden said correctly, that I should be matner for this Magen Avram. So already by Dalit Beitzim, I don't only take Dalit Beitzim into the shir of possible the kistin, but I have to be mashar and evaluate more. And listen to this: Dalit Beitzim of what?
Food.
Of anything. That means what? Clever, you're having crackers at a kiddush with some egg salad with some herring. If at the end of the day you have what?
Oh, he needs like
Dalit Beitzim. Then what? That's Kriya Suda.
If you have one cracker.
Oh, so now. First of all,
is Dalit Beitzim total?
So food? Not everyone agrees to the Magen Avraham. So not everyone agrees to the Magen Avraham. And even those that disagree with the Magen Avraham, Zok the Shvira Shabbos Kol Chasa, and he holds that what? That perhaps the Chumr of the Magen Avraham is only like the example that I just said. We're actually putting the item that's being malafis with the Pasul of a Gizan. It's acting like a crack. It's mamish being eaten together. But if you have what? Some meat. Or you had another course of something else. So that's not where we're talking about a shear of hitzdarfus. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein says not like that. Rav Moshe Feinstein is talking about chasinus, where you're going to have pasul of a kistin, you're going to have the breadsticks, and what? You're going to have a whole long meal. Zokter Moshe, even though they're not eaten together, they might even be taken off from the plate, from the table. Zokter Moshe, that's where the Magen Avraham would apply. And we should, like the Mishnah Berurah says, be choshish for the Magen Avraham. So after we sat down and we brained, and I said, what about the Magen Avraham? What about the Mishnah Berurah? He says to me, no one holds like the Magen Avraham. I said, what? I said, Moshe Feinstein? I said, we don't hold like the Magen Avraham. I said, Mishnah Berurah is choshish for the Magen Avraham. I said, I'm mamish here, I'm sitting here, I never get this stuff. I'm now going to sit down and I have a challah with this meat inside of it. This is what? This is Kriya Suda. At least that I should be choshish for. Now. And there's going to be more courses afterwards.
You were choshish already.
What?
You had all the meat before.
Yeah. Oh. So now, the truth is that we hold that, let's say I would just have a cracker at that point. And I wouldn't have a Kviya Suda anymore after that point.
Magen Avraham says you would still bench on that.
What?
You would still have to bench on that because you had four kibbutzim of total.
So Magen Avraham doesn't, if I remember correctly, Magen Avraham doesn't say where you ate something else and then you decided to have Pasul V'Kistin, did he? Or he's saying, no, you're eating Pasul V'Kistin, you knew you were going to eat Pasul V'Kistin, and then you're going to be Koveya Suda with Shard Varm, you're going to have Dalit
Beitzim. So you had the one cracker with all the meat.
Let's say I walked away at the end, right? I'll tell you the following example, Kaver, you have it all the time. I ate a whole long meal of just shahakel, steak, different types of steak, seven courses, right?
All the time.
All the time. And then, what happens?
Cake.
I'm going to have dessert. That's not going to be Pasul V'Kistin that I'm going to bench on.
Right?
If I'm Koveya Suda and I have Pasul V'Kistin in the middle and I know I'm going to have more, so then what? And here, if I say what? Here you even have the meat inside the sandwich. I'm not convinced that you don't have Dalit Beitzim even there. How much is Dalit Beitzim, we said? 8 kizasim? A shiloh for the Magen Avraham chevra? That you don't have to sit down and wash?
But most of the meat was eaten before that dish came out.
Okay. I'm having still more, much more.
Magen Avraham says it has to be after.
What?
I didn't say it has to be after. But why can't you just say it before?
No, because then if that would be the case, then according to Magen Avraham, you should always wash when you're going to have dessert.
One cracker.
That's about with the suya.
Something else.
No, no, I'm having possibly kissing at the end, right? I'm not going to make a burger and mazonos for dessert, right?
Why not?
Because it's the last course.
Are you going to wash?
I made a mazono. No, I had a noodle. I had the noodle dish, right? I made a mazonos during the soup. Now they're going to serve me dessert. Now, Pashas has to be so what you're going to have to after Pashas.
So how is that different than the
Bimash? Because you're in the fourth course, and you're having meat on the bread.
No, but that means that brings in all the bread from prior.
What? No, I had no bread prior.
No, I mean all the meat.
No, I'm saying from after. The meat now plus what I'm going to have to have after. If I have a shear of Dalit Beis from now, with the meat that's on it, plus what I'm going to have to have afterwards, starting now, I think I should wash. And Rabbi Isai, this is, I think, the minhag in America. Like this, Rav Moshe, and this is the way Rav Shechter assumed. I told him the whole matzav, and Rav Shechter assumed like this. Now, Rabbi Isai, this is not only nogeya to this specific situation, chevra, but this is also nogeya, Rabbi Isai, to every time you fly. Every time you fly, you've all seen on the El Al flights and on these Hamisha brands that they have these mizonos rolls. So let's first, everybody say, before we start to give them a hard time, let's try to understand where are they coming from. Why in the world would anyone even think that this would be called mizonos rolls? So what's the answer, everybody say? Right? What? They're not all sardine. So what's the answer?
They
make it that it's what? Not only just with juice. It has to be rogue juice. It has to be rogue juice. Now,
Why?
Because
he says that if it's rogue juice, if it's made with juice, it's still bread.
Well, everyone just doesn't understand. He's not arguing on Shulchan Aruch. He's just left with the Tzarachin. He's just saying Tzarachin on Shitas HaRambam, but he's made that the Rambam holds with that.
With fruit juice?
Yeah. So Rabbi Sai, he just says, Tarachin, how do you shelter your sheep in Pesach? It just doesn't add up. Or Kideger answers that question, but like, he's not asking against that. So Rabbi Sai, so they're going to make it that what? That robe of it is from juices. Fine. That's good, fine. But Rabbi Sai, what's the problem? So in addition, before the Kriyas Suda, we're getting there, good. Also, it's not Nikar at all. It tastes exactly like a roll. Anyone have a Zosa Bracha here? No, I'm quickly getting a Zosa Bracha. It mamish tastes like a regular challah. You don't even know the difference between this thing and a...
Would that be something?
And a challah. So if you think about what we were saying last week when we were going into the Darkei Moshe versus the Ramah versus the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber, in terms of how to understand the Shita of what? Tavlinim and Rove, other ingredients, right? So at least according to the Maimar Mordechai, right, we said it was based on what? Is it a cake-like food or is it not like cake? Here, this is a bread-like food. Here, Mamish, this is a bread-like food.
Oh, it's a DM, no?
Yeah. This is a bread-like food, right? So that's number one. You're already in a questionable definition that just because you have a majority of an ingredient, but if that majority is what? It's not tasteable. It doesn't make any dvarim that are nikarim, right? That I view that as what? It's the same as the bakery challah rolls that I buy in the bakery. So then what? According to many poskim, that would not necessarily be substantial. It wouldn't be convincing. It's still challah because it's not nikar at all. Rabbi Isai. And then you add on what Oren's saying, that forget that Shiloh of the Bimer Mordechai versus the other Shitas, on whether or not how nikar this has to be in terms of rove peiros, is it a snack food or is it a meal food? Right? And I'm not even convinced, even if you hold not like the Bimer Mordechai, right? Right? Even if you hold not like the Bimer Mordechai, if you mamish use it like challah, even if it technically has that other ingredient, but it's not nikar at all, so then Mamela what? You're going to call that pasul of a kismin?
So that's one issue. Again, I'm just breaking down. I want to clarify to everyone. You have this challah. This challah tastes like challah. It mamash tastes like challah. It technically happens to be that roll, the strongest ingredient there is may pears. But I don't taste the may pears. Right? So now.
It, like, we wouldn't even wash on it?
What?
Like even we wouldn't wash on it? That's how much you don't taste it? Or like?
No, probably not. Probably not. But I would treat this like an egg challah. I would treat this like an egg challah, right? This is very similar to my challah that I just had on Friday night. Good? And mamish, I'm being honest right now. I don't know the difference, right? So it's not recognizable to the normal palate, right? So now suddenly what? Because technically someone knows a cheshbon over here, so the mail it's going to be considered tavlina. It's going to be considered isa shenismala b'dvash or something else, Tavra. And for sure, Aboisai, to make matters worse, for sure, according to the Maamar Mordechai, what? The association of this food is what? Is a meal food. So that's number one. Right? Which could be number two also. Oh. Then adding on Rabbi and Elchara, everyone should be masking to. What Aaron just said is what? You're not just eating this. You're not just eating this. You're eating the roll with what? With the yogurt if you're having breakfast. I don't like the breakfast so much.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah,
like, when omelets have like liquid that they're sitting in, that's like, abort, you know, you gotta get out of there. but the night meal is pretty good. Shrimp. They've improved the night meal.
Chicken and rice,
the pasta with meat. I don't know if you've been recently. They upped it a little bit. They upped the game. So Lamaisa. So now what? Your mom is you're having at least you're gonna have valid dates. And you're also having the amount of a meal. This is the night meal. All the finest to be the night meal. This is the amount that a person eats. I think it's actually more. I don't usually get so many dishes. Thank you. And skishmak is dessert. I don't have dessert usually during the weekdays. Shkoyach. Gebaldik. So I have shir kvisuda. So I'm being kvisuda. So forget the long this. This is mamish what the Gemara Membe says. Be kvisuda. Rabbi Yisai, I found in the back of Zayis HaBracha.
Maybe before the index.
Huh?
I think it's before the index.
A sign. He ends the sefer with a sign. And it's a sign that's signed by Harav Avram Dick, Harav Ruben Feinstein, Harav Moshe Heinemann, Harav Moshe Stern, Harav Yisrael Belsky, and Harav Avram Blumenkrantz. And the list can go on and on and on. And the sign reads like this. Nahok kayom le'efot lachmoniyot kasher ha'isa nilusha b'mitz peros b'roshem aleihem, and they put a stamp on it, b'irkaso borei minei mizonot. Ha'ubdahi. The cases, the facts are, sherov bnei adam kovin suda alachmoniyot elu. V'chol ha'kavana ba'afiyat lachmoniyot elu hu l'shamish tachlif l'krich ragil. It's substituting normal bread. Af in dina isa yia kedina isa shal mzaynus. Asher barov apam emeinu kein. Adayin hin chayev mitil zedayim amot ziberk samazun. Mekeban shiesh vayim shir shirov bnei adam kovin alav suzun. Hanoig lahagish lachmonos eilish shirashim aleim bormin emzaynus par orchus kagon chasinam alav amalka o matosim. Plains alav amalka or chasinus. Kasher kulam bevade kovin olam suda umichshol l'rabin. Then he continues it about. Vizui ora osun shol kama migdoli plos geretz yisrael b'inyan lachmoniyot mezonot. These are the plos kamin eretz yisrael. Lachmoniyos ke'elu shirigilum la'ochlam l'mazal l'soiva yesh lachush b'levarach l'em barim mezonot gam k'sha'ochlam me'am davar mu'at. Rav al Yashiv. What did he just say? He said, when you're eating it at a meal food, it's mamish taking the substitute as bread, even if you're having only a little bit of it, you can't view that as possible because of the man. Right? Rav Ozman. Lefi matzav ha-dvarim sha-oichlin oslan lachmonios mezonos kitach lif lechem mamish. When you're substituting bread, ubekvi asu the gmura kipas lechem ein sofek ki al pi alocha berkosan ha-moitzi antil sedayim berkos ha-mos. And then he quotes from Nissan Karelis, Beinyan Achmonias, Amesukas, and Eloshes, Barova, Afilu, Kalum, and Paris, Pisha Shematish, Mishtamshim, Zeb Sudas, Bemokom, Lechem, Gamim, Toymim, Thas, Lachmonias, Mesuka, even if you have a little taste of sweet like our Chalos, Asfar, Naita, Levar, Chamoitz. So again, the Pesachim are saying two things here, and this often gets confused. There's one China that Oren's saying is that according to the Magen Avraham, you're having to be a Sud over here, because I'm a Tsar of other things. Which there would be a tzad to say according to the Shmir Shabbos Kelchas, maybe you're not. Maybe you only hold to the Magen Avraham when you use it as a malachi. So then we would have to ask you, are you having Dala Beitzim on the roll or are not? But then the Poskim are saying something else. In addition to the Magen Avraham, in addition to the fact that I have Kfiyah Suda over here, right? And I probably have Kfiyah Suda even according to the other Shir Kfiyah Suda, right? Over here, I'm substituting it with bread. So how do I, once I'm substituting with bread, so that's not possible to get it anymore. That's a very, very questionable, and if I can now define that as possible, then this is mamish like pas. And everybody say this opens the question to what many of you have asked is the rap shadow. These, many of these very same poskim are of the opinion that when it comes to rap, that is bread, and that is pas, and that is why we wash on pas. This is the sheet of Rav David Feinstein, this is the sheet of Rav Schechter, the Shita, I believe, of Rebelsky also, is that this is just thin pas, but it's pas. And you're being mamala, and you're eating it as a meal food, and it's pas. Yes, in Eretz Yisrael, they've quoted Rebbe Yashiv as saying that this rack is a snack food. But first of all, I didn't hear it firsthand. And L'chaira, that would only work according to the Maimar Mordechai's definition. I don't think it would work according to the Beis Yosef's definition, but only within the Maimar Mordechai would you be able to say such a thing, and you would have to assume that the culture is that I'm eating this as a snack food, which I don't think that's the case in America. And maybe it's a difference, I once suggested that maybe it's a difference between how carb conscious you are, and in America, and people are very carb conscious, so they'll only eat that as a meal food, and the mela, it's not going to be just a snack to have a wrap. But that's the reason when it comes to wraps and when it comes to these lachmanos. So I remember someone in the RCBC that I'm on the Vada Kasher, someone a few years ago found these challahs that were being sold somewhere, and they pasted on there that they're mizonos rolls, and we told them they had to change them. It's a big machol ram, like these poskim said, and it's in many situations that you're missing hamotzi and brick samozin. It's a big problem. What do we have? Oh, good. What do we have? I'm just going to try to go a little vaviter, Rabbi, because I want to try to finish. What happens, Rabbi Sai, and then we'll get to Deli. What happens, Legabe, the situation of Safek? So you'll check this out to be La Halacha. Everyone's going to make sure that they go through all the Mishaburas here and get the Halacha Klar, Rabbi Sai, because this is going to be daily issues that you're going to have. In a situation, Lichat Chila, I think what Aiden said is correct, like the Mishaburi should stay out of a Safek. In a situation of Bidi'evid, I believe Rav Ozner has a tshuva in Shevet Alevi, that he says when you're in a situation that you're in between, so then you should, Bidi'evid, a person should say Al-Nachi and you shouldn't say Firkas Amaz in such a situation. Oh. So fine. So by the Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo and the Shmir Shabbos Kelchasa, we try to be Machmir for Rav Moshe and the Magen Avraham, and that's the story with all these mizonos rolls and at Bahamas Tzayif. Then Rabbi Sai, if you go to the end of our sif in Kuf Samaches, did everyone see this inside? Pashtida? Did you guys get up to Pashtida? Oh, okay. So I'm going to stop here because I don't want to ruin this because that's deli roll. And Amir Tzashem, Rabbi said tomorrow we'll have a very small part of the sugya that we will finish in terms of Pashtida, but it's going to be a game changer in terms of some of these other shilas lamaisa that you're going to have in terms of Passover. Shkoyach. So I think the plan is like this. We'll finish tomorrow.